The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side, and joining us to talk about another week that was in Michigan women's gymnastics. And it was predictable, right? After a brief setback, performance setback against Michigan State, you just knew, you just felt like it was going to be a bounce back week in a big way for Michigan. And that is exactly what happened as they put up another near 198 in taking down number 11 Ohio State and dealing the Buckeyes their first loss of the season. To reflect upon that is Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plotke. Bev, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Yeah, so this is what we kind of previewed. I know it was more hopeful, more aspirational at the time. You have a performance that you know wasn't your best. That can sometimes be a platform, a catapult, if you will, to returning to form the next week, and that's exactly what you guys did against Ohio State.
Absolutely. And, you know, being at home in front of what was an incredible crowd didn't hurt either. So excited to have 8,500 amazing fans in Chrysler to support us, and you know, just absolutely love performing there. But yes, we did have a very good meet all the way through four events.
Yeah, and one of the things you say all the time is, you know, sometimes how you start, and maybe it's most of the time how you start sets the tone for the meet. And you guys got off the vault, kind of vaulted you in this meet.
It did. We came out of the gate with some really strong, big, powerful vaults, and we were able to come much closer to sticking. Naomi Morrison did stick a landing, and our other vaults were far superior to what they had been the week before, and the scores definitely reflected it.
Yeah, Naomi Morrison, by the way, a huge meet for her. Took home a couple of event titles from this meet. But as you move forward, again, you talked about really, really setting the tone there. I think you have four scores of 9.9 or better there. And then you go in, I think bars were next, right? You go into bars, and again, the beat keeps on going. And then you get a career best from Carly on bars. Kind of take me into her performance in that meet.
It's so exciting to see Carly Bauman back in the lineup after the Achilles injury that she had right before season started last year. I was so excited to see what she was going to do last season, and then she sustained that injury, and it's like a stab to the gut. And to see her coming back and getting back into the form that she's capable of being in is really awesome to see. And she did a full floor routine yesterday for the first time. I know you're asking me about her bar performance. Bars is one of her best events, and she's beautiful on that event. But to see her come back and compete a routine on the event where she was injured was a huge step forward yesterday for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And so then, Beam. Beam can often be the separator in the meet, right? But you got momentum at this point. You're really, really rolling. And you have maybe the best beam performer, certainly one of the best beam performers in the country, in Natalie Wojcik. And so, you know, not to criticize the judges, but I'm just curious. I mean, what makes a perfect beam routine, Bev?
You know, every judge is going to see something with her own subjectivity in mind. So, you know, as long as you have a human sitting in that chair, they're going to have an opinion, and different judges have different opinions. And I don't know, you know, the head judge actually gave Sierra Brooks a 10, and the secondary judge gave her a 9.9, so she ended up with a 9.95. And I thought that Natalie's routine was really flawless, but you know, they could take I want that leap to be a little bit higher, or I want that dismount to have a little bit more rise. It's subjective, but it definitely was a beautiful routine, and we'll take the 9.9 right. Whatever it was that she got, 9.975.
Right. Yeah. So maybe I'm splitting hairs, but still, you know, that 10, it has a nice ring to it, right? But
it does. We certainly love those.
Yeah, definitely fantastic showing for Natalie and for you guys as a unit. And then you get into Floor, where you guys, I mean, that is without question, you kill it, meet in and meet out. And Naomi Morrison, I want to get a little bit into something we've talked about before, how you come up with the routine and how you have a routine match an athlete's personality. Because watching her routine, you can definitely see it allow for her personality to be injected into it. She was fantastic. Your team was fantastic in that rotation. But I'm curious if you can take us into how you develop a routine and how she developed hers specifically.
Well, you know, first thing is we allow the athletes to select their music. It has to be something that they can feel, that they feel like is their style and that they're going to be excited about performing to. It doesn't really do any good for me to pick music that I love and assign it to them, because if they aren't feeling it, they're not performing it. So they pick music, they bring it to myself and my Liana, my assistant who does the choreography, and we listen to it and we look for characteristics in the music to make sure that it's interesting, that it has variations in the music. It's not too monotonous, or, you know, it just has to have some elements in it that we're looking for. And then different pieces of music that we think will fit together musically, so that it doesn't sound, you know, you want it to flow from one thing into another. So that's a challenge, and that takes the better part of the summer when you're looking at the number of routines that we're looking at creating. Once we have those pieces of music, we go to a local DJ named Dave Menzo, and plug for him. He's amazing. And we actually sit with him in his studio, and he cuts the music, and he has these big computer screens, and he can look at every single note, and he puts things together. And he's the musical genius that is able to blend these pieces together, cut them together, and so that you don't necessarily know that there's been a splice in the music. So we go through that process with him, and then we come back, and my Liana is the one that goes to work with the girls doing the choreography. And, you know, you get to know these athletes, and you know their personalities, and you can tell from the music styles. So my Liana tries to create a story with them, so that they can not only just dance, but there's a reason for the different movement and so on. And it's really interesting, and you are 100% on point. When you get it right and you get somebody like Naomi who can go out there on the floor, it's in her facial expression, mm-hmm. it's in her eyes, it's in everything. And when you can be, we always say you want to suck the audience into your performance, and the officials as well. Because if you can do that, if they can enjoy the routine, they're not as focused on deduction. So, she has done an amazing job of that. And, the process, you know, starts in the summertime and culminates, you know, probably in September.
Yeah. I also wonder, when it comes to these floor routines, I mean, it's such a viral thing now. I wonder how much of the judging is kind of priming the pump a little bit, that, you know, the promotion of these routines on social media, that maybe in some instances the judges go in anticipating seeing certain athletes perform. Do you think there's anything to that? Because it certainly seems with some of these other teams, who I would have no idea of who their athletes are, but because they put their routines on social media, suddenly I know who they are, and I wonder if that impacts the judges in the same way.
You know, you bring up a very controversial subject, and, you know, we want fair and impartial judging at each event, and we've asked the NAJ is the judges group, and they are not supposed to be on social media. They are not supposed to be following people or doing that kind of stuff. Because, again, I said, you have a human being who is, you know, if they've been watching this and they become fans and then they sit in a chair and judge. They're starting that with a perception at the beginning of this routine's going to be good. And if they have that opinion before the music starts, mm-hmm. The score is probably going to reflect that versus somebody that they have never seen before that they don't know. And so it's a little bit of a problem, actually, in our sport. And I'm old school. I know that you can use social media, you know, in your favor in some cases, but sometimes it also blows up and it's not necessarily in your favor. I just wish that we would have the judges, and most of them are extremely professional. But you know, we want them to judge the routine that they see. But you bring up a very, very valid point. A lot of it can be, if you develop that reputation, whether it's, you know, through social media or by your ranking in the national qualifying score system that we have, a lot of times there is a preconceived idea of what a routine's capable of scoring.
Mm-hmm. Which, it's just something that crossed my mind. I wonder what you thought about it. Love getting the candid take, Bev, which I expect nothing less from you. All right, so you got a quiet meet coming up at Rutgers, Southern Connecticut State in there. Fisk again being brought into the mix. So kind of preview that one for us as you guys are headed to Piscataway.
Well, we're excited about this meet. Last time we went to Rutgers, it went very well for us. But we have to, you know, guard against that. Just because it went well last time we were there doesn't mean it's going to happen on auto replay. We talk about going away, being intentional, making sure that we're working and focusing on every routine and gaining every tenth that we can get. So what we do know is that there's a good feel about this arena, and we have to go in there and do our job. It's going to be exciting, again, to see Fisk. So excited to see them in the mix this year, and this will actually be the third time. We saw them in Las Vegas. They came to us for the Denver meet that I wasn't able to be at, and now we're going to see them again at Rutgers. So, you know, excited for that program and that team and those young ladies and their staff. Rutgers has been an up-and-coming team in the Big Ten. They're getting better every year. They're a really respectable program and capable of doing big things. So, as we learned going into Michigan State, when you're going into somebody else's home venue, you have to be ready to bring your A game, and hopefully that's what we'll be able to do this weekend.
Absolutely. Great stuff as always. Great meet. 197.975. I didn't give the score. So 197.975 is how the Wolverines bounce back versus Ohio State, and hoping to keep it going at Rutgers tomorrow, 7 o'clock, so be sure to check out the Maize and Blue. Going to be on Big Ten Plus. And so good luck with that, Bev. And we will recap that when you come back next week. So we appreciate your time. Good luck.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocke. As we get to a break and get ready for the MGO Blog Roundtable, I want to let you folks out there that are in those home improvements, doing them yourself, Chelsea Lumber is your one stop shop, because Chelsea Lumber is where the home begins. It's not just about lumber, not anymore. I know they've been, one of the largest lumber yards in the area for over 100 years. But in that time, they've also become the company where the home begins. That's what Chelsea Lumber is all about. So from home construction materials, lumber, of course, cabinetry, roofing, pole barns, garages, decks, doors, windows, paint, to the instruments you need, tools, boots, work clothes, everything in between, Chelsea Lumber has you covered. Of course, you're doing a major renovation of a room, like a kitchen. Friends at Chelsea Lumber have a great design team that will walk you through the paces like they did us, took our budget, took us through all of the different options from cabinetry to countertops to hardware to flooring, came up with an awesome design. And then because we weren't doing that portion ourselves, they helped us find a contractor to bring that vision to life. That is the Chelsea Lumber difference. They have three locations to serve you in Chelsea, Saline, and Bridgewater. And also find them online at chelsealumber.com. Chelsea Lumber, where the home begins. Got to get to a break. Michigan MGO Blog Roundtable on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.